Introduction to respiratory monitoring. Understanding respiratory function lies at the heart of human performance and well-being. Throughout history, from ancient meditation practices to modern medical science, the ability to monitor and understand breathing patterns has proven crucial for enhancing both health and performance. In today's clinical and performance settings, respiratory monitoring has evolved into a sophisticated science that combines traditional observational techniques with cutting-edge technology. The emergence of biofeedback-assisted relaxation training, BARD, represents a quantum leap in our ability to understand and influence breathing patterns. This advancement enables both practitioners and patients to observe the intricate dance of respiration in real time, providing immediate feedback that can inform therapeutic interventions and behavioral modifications. Consider a musician preparing for a crucial performance. Through respiratory monitoring, they can learn to maintain optimal breathing patterns even under intense pressure, ultimately enhancing their artistic expression and managing performance anxiety. In clinical settings, respiratory monitoring serves as a window into the complex interplay between physical and emotional states. When a patient presents with symptoms of panic disorder, for instance, monitoring their breathing patterns often reveals subtle irregularities that might otherwise go unnoticed. These patterns might include brief breath-holding episodes, irregular breathing rhythms, or excessive upper chest breathing, all of which can contribute to and maintain anxiety states. By identifying these patterns, clinicians can develop targeted interventions that address both the physiological and psychological aspects of the condition. The field has expanded beyond simple measurements of breath rate and depth to encompass a comprehensive understanding of respiratory efficiency, muscle activation patterns, and gas exchange dynamics. This holistic approach proves particularly valuable in treating conditions ranging from chronic pain to post-operative recovery. For example, in chronic pain management, respiratory monitoring might reveal that a patient consistently holds their breath during pain episodes, creating a cycle of tension that exacerbates their condition. Armed with this knowledge, healthcare providers can implement specific breathing techniques to break this cycle and promote pain relief. The respirometer, foundation of breathing assessment. The respirometer stands as a testament to the elegance of technological simplicity in medical instrumentation. This fundamental tool transforms the mechanical action of breathing into measurable data, providing insights that were once only accessible through subjective observation. The device operates on a principle similar to the expansion and contraction of an accordion. As the body's tissues move with each breath, the sensor band responds with precise measurements of these movements. In practical application, respirometer technology relies on sophisticated electrical principles while remaining remarkably user-friendly. When properly placed around the chest or abdomen, these flexible bands contain conductive elements that respond to stretching forces. With each breath, as the thoracic cavity expands and contracts, the electrical resistance within the band changes in a predictable manner. This change gets translated into voltage differences, which sophisticated software then converts into meaningful measurements of breathing patterns. The clinical applications of respirometer technology extend far beyond basic breath monitoring. Consider an athlete recovering from a rib injury. Through careful respirometer monitoring, clinicians can track changes in breathing patterns that might indicate guarding or compensation, allowing for more precise adjustment of rehabilitation protocols. In psychiatric settings, respirometer data often reveals breathing patterns characteristic of specific emotional states, providing objective markers for therapeutic progress. The dual-band approach, utilizing respirometers on both the chest and abdomen, offers particularly rich insights into breathing mechanics. This configuration allows clinicians to observe the coordination between thoracic and abdominal breathing movements, often revealing patterns that contribute to respiratory inefficiency or distress. For instance, in cases of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, monitoring might reveal an over-reliance on accessory breathing muscles, suggesting the need for specific breathing retraining exercises. The precision of respirometer placement is crucial and cannot be overstated. The experience recalls the story of Goldilocks. The tension must be just right. Too loose, and subtle breathing movements might go undetected. Too tight, and the band itself might restrict natural breathing patterns. Skilled practitioners develop an almost artistic sense for proper placement, considering factors such as body type, clothing, and individual breathing patterns. They understand that proper placement requires attention to detail akin to tuning a fine instrument. Surface EMG, understanding the symphony of breathing muscles. The surface electromyograph, SEMG, reveals the intricate muscular choreography involved in every breath we take. While the diaphragm serves as the primary conductor of respiration, a complex ensemble of accessory muscles stands ready to assist when needed. Through SEMG monitoring, we can observe this delicate interplay, much like watching an orchestra perform through a special lens that reveals each instrument's contribution. In clinical practice, SEMG monitoring proves invaluable in identifying dysfunctional breathing patterns. Consider a vocalist who consistently experiences throat tension during performances. SEMG monitoring might reveal excessive activation of the sternocleidomastoid muscles during inhalation, suggesting that they're grabbing breaths from the upper chest rather than engaging the diaphragm efficiently. This insight allows for targeted interventions, perhaps combining breathing exercises with vocal technique adjustments. The placement of SEMG sensors requires both anatomical knowledge and practical finesse. When monitoring the scalene muscles, for instance, proper electrode positioning ensures we capture true respiratory effort rather than general neck movement. Clinicians often describe this process as similar to finding the sweet spot on a string instrument. Slight adjustments in placement can dramatically affect the quality of the signal received. Dysfunctional breathing patterns often manifest through overactivation of accessory muscles. Take the case of an office worker with chronic neck pain. SEMG monitoring might reveal that they unconsciously engage their upper trapezius muscles with each breath, particularly during stressful phone calls or deadline pressures. This information becomes crucial in developing a comprehensive treatment plan that addresses both the mechanical and behavioral aspects of their condition. Oximetry, the oxygen saturation story. Pulse oximetry provides a window into the effectiveness of oxygen transport throughout the body. This technology, which seems almost magical in its simplicity of application, uses light waves to peer through skin and tissue, measuring the oxygen saturation of hemoglobin in real time. Think of it as a traffic monitoring system for oxygen delivery, constantly checking how effectively oxygen is being transported through the bloodstream. The racial bias in oximetry readings presents a crucial consideration in clinical practice. Recent research has highlighted that traditional oximetry technology may overestimate oxygen saturation levels in individuals with darker skin tones, potentially leading to delayed recognition of hypoxemia. This understanding has become particularly critical during the COVID-19 pandemic, where early detection of oxygen desaturation can make the difference in treatment outcomes. The interaction between breathing patterns and oxygen saturation often reveals surprising insights. For instance, many people assume that breathing more deeply or rapidly will increase oxygen saturation. However, in cases of overbreathing or hyperventilation, oxygen saturation may approach 100% while actually reducing oxygen availability to tissues due to changes in CO2 levels and hemoglobin binding characteristics. This paradox often proves crucial in educating patients about efficient breathing patterns. Capnometry, the CO2 connection. Capnometry brings us into the realm of gas exchange, measuring the concentration of carbon dioxide in exhaled breath. This measurement proves particularly valuable in understanding the efficiency of breathing patterns and their impact on body chemistry. Think of capnometry as a window into the body's respiratory control center, providing real-time feedback about the balance between oxygen intake and carbon dioxide release. The incentive spirometer, breathing power and recovery. The incentive spirometer, while seemingly simple in design, represents a powerful tool in respiratory rehabilitation and performance enhancement. Unlike its more complex cousins in the respiratory monitoring family, this device provides immediate visual feedback about breathing capacity and technique. Imagine a transparent cylinder containing a piston that rises in response to inhalation effort, a direct, tangible measure of breathing power. In post-operative care, the incentive spirometer becomes an invaluable ally in preventing respiratory complications. Consider a patient recovering from abdominal surgery. Fear of pain often leads to shallow breathing, potentially setting the stage for atelectasis or pneumonia. The spirometer provides both motivation and measurement, encouraging patients to take deep, sustained breaths while monitoring their progress. The visual feedback creates a game-like experience. Patients often report feeling accomplished as they watch the piston rise higher with each attempt. Athletic applications of spirometry extend beyond recovery into performance enhancement. Distance runners, for instance, can use the device to strengthen their inspiratory muscles and increase vital capacity. By incorporating structured breathing exercises with the spirometer, athletes develop greater awareness of their breathing mechanics and often report improved endurance during competition. Swimming coaches frequently employ spirometry in dryland training to help athletes optimize their breathing efficiency. Integration of monitoring tools, the complete picture. The true power of respiratory monitoring emerges when multiple tools work in concert. Consider a complex case, an opera singer experiencing performance anxiety and vocal fatigue. By combining respirometry to track breathing patterns, SEMG to monitor muscle tension, and capnometry to assess CO2 levels, clinicians can build a comprehensive understanding of the interaction between breathing mechanics, muscle activation, and gas exchange during performance. This integrated approach often reveals unexpected connections. A client's shallow breathing pattern, detected by the respirometer, might correlate with elevated trapezius tension shown on SEMG and reduced end-tidal CO2 measured by the capnometer. This information constellation helps clinicians develop targeted interventions that address all aspects of the breathing pattern disturbance. Normative values and individual differences in respiratory monitoring. Understanding normative values in respiratory monitoring requires a nuanced approach that considers multiple parameters while acknowledging individual variation. Let's explore the established ranges across different monitoring modalities and how they vary among different populations. For basic respiration rate, typical resting adult values fall between 12 to 14 breaths per minute. However, this simple metric shows considerable variation across populations. Elite endurance athletes often display resting rates as low as 6 to 8 breaths per minute while maintaining optimal oxygenation. Children show higher normative ranges, with newborns averaging 30 to 60 breaths per minute, gradually decreasing to adult ranges through adolescence. Capnometry measurements provide crucial insights into ventilation efficiency through end-tidal CO2 monitoring. Normal resting values typically fall between 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury, approximately 5% CO2 in exhaled air. Values between 30 to 35 millimeters of mercury indicate mild to moderate overbreathing, while readings between 25 to 30 millimeters of mercury suggest moderate to severe overbreathing. Measurements below 25 millimeters of mercury signal severe overbreathing that requires immediate attention. Athletes during intense exercise might temporarily show lower values, but should return to normal ranges during recovery. Pulse oximetry measurements normally range between 95% and 98% in healthy individuals at sea level. Contrary to common belief, higher is not always better. Oxygen saturation above 98% can actually indicate overbreathing and reduced oxygen availability to tissues due to changes in hemoglobin binding characteristics. Saturations of 95 to 98% are better than 100% because, according to Dr. Christopher Gilbert, it means there's a bit more oxygen in the bloodstream and a bit less in the tissues, which is the only place where it can do any good. Consider Dr. Gilbert's analogy. A truck is delivering groceries to a grocery store, and people in the store are waiting to buy those groceries. But the truck doors are only partly open, allowing only a few groceries to be unloaded and placed on the shelves. There are plenty of groceries in the truck, but not enough groceries in the store. That's what happens with extra high O2 saturation. Oxygen cannot perform its function in the bloodstream. It must be released to the tissues. When the oxygen saturation exceeds 98%, the additional oxygen is primarily dissolved in the plasma. This can lead to oxidative stress, vasoconstriction, and tissue injury, particularly in critically ill patients. While 100% is not harmful in brief or healthy contexts, e.g., post-exercise recovery. In many clinical settings, 99% is preferred to avoid excessive oxygen exposure. The ideal range is 95 to 98%. Values below 90% warrant medical attention. However, interpretation must consider factors such as altitude and underlying health conditions. Endurance athletes may exhibit stable readings at the lower end of normal during intense exercise due to enhanced oxygen extraction efficiency. Respirometer measurements require more complex interpretation since they track relative units of stretch, RUS, rather than absolute values. When using dual-band monitoring, chest and abdomen, the ratio between thoracic and abdominal breathing provides more meaningful information than absolute values. A typical ratio in relaxed breathing shows greater abdominal movement compared to thoracic, though this pattern often reverses during exercise or stress. The key metric is the consistency and smoothness of the breathing pattern rather than specific numerical values. Individual differences significantly impact these normative ranges. Age-related changes affect all parameters. Elderly individuals might show reduced vital capacity but maintain adequate gas exchange through adapted breathing patterns. Gender differences are primarily evident in the absolute values of vital capacity and muscle strength, although relative efficiency measures remain similar. Athletic conditioning creates another layer of variation, with trained individuals often showing more efficient gas exchange patterns across all metrics. Special populations require modified interpretations of these normative values. Individuals with chronic respiratory conditions like COPD might show altered baseline values while remaining clinically stable. Pregnancy typically increases respiratory rate and reduces end-tidal CO2 due to hormonal influences. High-altitude residents develop adapted respiratory patterns that might appear abnormal at sea level but are perfectly functional in their environment. Most importantly, these normative values serve as guidelines rather than strict criteria. The skilled practitioner considers trends and patterns within an individual's measurements over time, rather than focusing solely on comparison to population norms. This approach allows for more meaningful interpretation of respiratory monitoring data and more effective therapeutic interventions. Regular calibration of monitoring equipment and standardization of measurement conditions remain crucial for accurate comparison to normative values. Environmental factors, time of day, recent physical activity, and emotional state can all influence measurements. Documentation of these contextual factors helps ensure meaningful interpretation of variations from normative ranges. Environmental and situational influences on respiratory monitoring. The environment plays a crucial role in ensuring the accuracy and interpretation of respiratory monitoring. Consider a physical therapist conducting breathing assessments in a busy clinic versus a quiet laboratory setting. Temperature variations significantly impact respiratory patterns. In cold environments, breathing often becomes shallower and more rapid, while heat can lead to deeper, slower breathing patterns. High-altitude environments present unique challenges, as reduced atmospheric pressure affects both breathing patterns and the accuracy of monitoring equipment. Emotional states profoundly influence respiratory patterns, creating a complex interplay between psychological and physiological measurements. During anxiety-provoking situations, a patient might show elevated respiratory rates and increased accessory muscle activation, even when consciously trying to maintain calm breathing. This understanding proves crucial in distinguishing between equipment artifacts and genuine physiological responses. Clinical settings introduce their variables. The classic white coat effect often manifests in altered breathing patterns during initial assessments. Skilled practitioners learn to account for these situational influences, sometimes allowing extended acclimation periods before collecting baseline measurements. The client's position, whether seated, standing, or reclined, can significantly impact respiratory measurements, necessitating standardized protocols for comparative assessments. Understanding and managing measurement artifacts in respiratory monitoring. The accuracy of respiratory monitoring depends heavily on recognizing and minimizing measurement artifacts. These unwanted signal disturbances can significantly impact clinical decisions and research outcomes. Let's explore how to identify and address artifacts across different monitoring modalities while maintaining optimal measurement quality. pulse oximetry artifacts and quality assurance. Pulse oximetry measurements can be compromised by various factors that practitioners must vigilantly monitor. Peripheral vasoconstriction presents one of the most common challenges when a patient is cold or experiencing sympathetic nervous system activation. Reduced blood flow to the fingertips can prevent accurate readings. Smart practitioners often keep warm blankets handy or encourage gentle movement to improve circulation when they notice degraded signal quality. Our amazing colleague, Dr. Donald Moss, encouraged his clients to come 30 minutes early during cold Michigan winters so they could warm themselves by his office fireplace. Nail polish and artificial nails can interfere with the light transmission necessary for accurate readings. Rather than having patients remove expensive manicures, skilled clinicians know to rotate the sensor 90 degrees on the finger or switch to an earlobe placement. Motion artifacts present another significant challenge, particularly with active patients or those experiencing tremors. In these cases, using the more motion-tolerant forehead sensors or switching to ear clip sensors can dramatically improve measurement stability. Excessive ambient light can interfere with the sensor's ability to accurately measure oxygen saturation. Experienced clinicians shield the sensor from bright lights or sunlight, sometimes using a dark cloth cover when necessary. They also recognize that poor perfusion states, such as those caused by certain medications or cardiovascular conditions, may require alternative measurement sites or extended averaging times to obtain reliable readings. Capnometry measurement quality and artifact prevention. Capnometry measurements require particular attention to nasal cannula positioning and breathing patterns. A common artifact occurs when patients switch to mouth breathing, causing the capnometer to miss significant portions of expired air. Skilled practitioners educate patients about maintaining nasal breathing during measurement periods and watch for signs of mouth breathing in the waveform display. Nasal cannula obstruction creates distinctive artifacts that experienced clinicians learn to recognize. These might occur due to mucus accumulation, cannula kinking, or improper positioning. The waveform typically shows characteristic flattening or irregular patterns that don't match observed breathing movements. Regular inspection and replacement of nasal cannulas helps prevent these issues. Sample line condensation can create misleading readings, particularly during extended monitoring sessions. Modern capnometers often include water trap systems, but practitioners should still monitor for signs of condensation buildup and know how to safely clear the lines without compromising measurement accuracy. Respirometry signal quality and artifact management. Respirometer measurements present unique challenges due to their sensitivity to movement and positioning. Clothing interference represents a common source of artifacts. Thick or loose clothing can create false signals or dampen true breathing movements. Expert practitioners instruct patients to wear light, fitted clothing, and position sensors directly against the skin when possible. Sensor placement stability proves crucial for accurate measurements. Band slippage during monitoring can create sudden offset changes in the signal that might be mistaken for breathing pattern changes. Smart clinicians secure sensors with medical tape or specialized attachments when necessary, particularly during longer monitoring sessions or with more active patients. Posture changes can dramatically affect respirometer readings. A skilled practitioner recognizes the characteristic signal changes associated with position shifts and documents these movements in their records. They might also standardize assessment positions across sessions to ensure more comparable measurements. The interaction between thoracic and abdominal bands requires special attention when using dual band monitoring. Crosstalk between sensors can occur if bands are positioned too close together, creating misleading measurements of breathing patterns. Experienced practitioners maintain appropriate spacing between bands and regularly verify that each sensor responds independently to localized movement. Technology integration and future directions. The field of respiratory monitoring continues to evolve with technological advances. Modern systems increasingly integrate wireless sensors, cloud-based data storage, and artificial intelligence analysis. Imagine a runner training with a smart garment that continuously monitors breathing patterns, muscle activation, and gas exchange, providing real-time feedback through a smartphone application. Telemedicine applications have accelerated the development of remote monitoring capabilities, During the COVID-19 pandemic, practitioners developed innovative approaches to remote respiratory assessment, combining video observation with home monitoring devices. These advances suggest a future where comprehensive respiratory monitoring might be accessible outside traditional clinical settings. Conclusion: the art and science of respiratory monitoring. Respiratory monitoring represents a perfect synthesis of technological innovation and clinical artistry. While sophisticated equipment provides precise measurements, the interpretation and application of this data requires deep understanding of human physiology, psychology, and individual variation. The field continues to evolve, driven by technological advances and expanding applications in both clinical and performance settings. The future of respiratory monitoring lies in its increasing accessibility and integration with other physiological measurements. As our understanding of the breath-body-mind connection deepens, the importance of comprehensive respiratory assessment only grows. Whether supporting an athlete's pursuit of peak performance, guiding a patient's recovery from illness, or helping individuals develop healthier breathing patterns, respiratory monitoring provides invaluable insights into this fundamental aspect of human function. Success in respiratory monitoring requires not just technical proficiency, but also appreciation for individual differences and environmental influences. The skilled practitioner combines scientific knowledge with clinical intuition, creating assessment and treatment approaches tailored to each individual's needs. This holistic approach, grounded in solid technical understanding but elevated by clinical wisdom, represents the gold standard in respiratory monitoring practice.